It is time for our high school update, and today we head to Union City High School and welcome in Principal Christina Finley. Good morning.
Good morning.
Any problems with the cold, the weather at the school itself? You able to keep everybody warm so far this winter?
Yeah, I think we're doing okay. It's definitely been cold, though.
All right. And obviously, you've been, like a lot of schools, having some problems with the snow days themselves, but it's nice to get the kids back in the class and doing stuff. I know one of the headaches has been, obviously, rescheduling athletic events, but so far this winter, pretty successful winter seasons at Union City.
Yep, we're doing pretty well. All of our teams are working hard and improving every day. Some highlights, boys basketball had a big win over Athens and Reading. Girls basketball had a big win over Jonesville last Friday, where they scored to go ahead in the final 10 seconds of the game. So they held on for a 40-39 victory. And wrestling at the Quincy tournament, Jared Shepard took third place, Davis Fettis fourth. And so we were really excited about that. Our middle school sports numbers are really high. Wrestling and girls middle school basketball are just getting on their way, and our boys middle school basketball finished up in December.
All right.
So really successful season so far.
Great. Coming up this month, you have a very special parents' night.
We do. Each month we offer some type of college or career readiness night for parents and students. And in January, we focus on those students who qualify in the area of special education, and we hold a special night to give information to parents on students regarding the support that's in place for those students after high school, whether they go to a community college or a four-year college or some other type of training program. We want parents and kids to know what kind of academic supports are in place to ensure their success. So January 29th, 6:30 here in our high school media center, we'll have a presentation with representatives from Kellogg Community College, Glen Oaks Community College, Michigan Rehabilitative Services, and our own transition coordinator from the Calhoun Intermediate School District. And so it's just some really good information for parents and kids so that they know what supports are in place for them after high school.
All right. And speaking of after high school and college preparation, the juniors are getting geared up for the ACT.
They are. 43 days as of today until the ACT, which is on March 4th. And so in February, we'll do some final intensive prep. We have two Saturday days that are optional and voluntary if juniors want to come in and get some extra study time on February 8th and also on the 22nd. And our juniors just took their very last practice ACT, so we're really down to the final month and a half or so.
All right. What's their approach this year to it? Are you finding they're buckling down and pretty serious about getting ready for this?
Yeah, you know, the culture's really changed over the years here in Union City. Obviously, the ACT is kind of the gatekeeper for post-secondary life and the scholarships that are available to kids. So it's really just become embedded in everything that we do here. And it's nice to see kids take it seriously. They work really hard, and we're always excited and eager to see how they're going to do.
All right, Christina, thanks for the update. Stay warm, and
yep,
we'll stay
absolutely.
In touch. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Christina Finley, the principal at Union City High School, with us this morning on this edition of our High School Update.